This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. I'm Brent Barnett. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says he's glad the EPA has finally come around after it announced its support for a recent appeals court decision supporting biofuels producers. We'll have more after a word from our sponsor.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS High Soy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or high soy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and high soy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
The Environmental Protection Agency Monday afternoon said it agrees with last year's ruling by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that rejected the Trump EPA's retroactive waivers to oil refiners from the renewable fuel standard. In his weekly conference call with farm reporters Tuesday morning, Senator Grassley said the EPA shift on small refinery exemptions is a step in the right direction.
The announcement yesterday provided certainty for Iowa farmers and biofuel producers regarding the use of the waivers. In the past few years, we've seen an increase in waiver petitions being granted, and that meant a significant decline in the renewable fuels volumes. In other words, it ended up being below what the law requires.
Grassley says there is more work to be done on the biofuels front.
We are still then waiting for this new administration to propose for the 2021 renewable volume obligations for all renewable fuels category. And there's more work to be done on E15 labeling. While the Supreme Court has indicated its intentions to review the Tenth Circuit case, I'm glad to see that the Biden administration tries to right the wrong of previous small refinery decisions and then do what we all expect them to do, follow the law.
For Agribusiness Matters, I'm Brent Barnett.